Hello, I'm Maxwell Gilley, and welcome to the first edition of Conversations with Carlisle for 2023. Today, I'm joined by Coach Don Carlisle.
Good morning, good people.
Let's get right into this one, shall we? It's been a while since we've last talked, and we've had so many games happen, so let's cover them. BD won at LC, 75-59. Sheridan had 20 points in that one. Sean had a double-double, but I really want to focus on the Hall of Fame Classic that happened 9 days later. You started off the day by beating number 2 Penn at the time, 65-53, off of Clay's 15 points, KJ's 13, and Zane's double-double. So what did it take to defeat Penn?
It was a team effort. I think that what our advantage over most teams in the state is we have a deep team. And any given night, it could be whoever on our roster that leads us. So more often than not, it'll be one of the starters. But there's been nights where Mark White has been the catalyst for us, and KJ's been coming off the bench and been having great games for us since he's been back from injury.
So you took a few hours off in between the games before taking out a top 3A team in Northwood to win the Hall of Fame Classic. Mark Zachary had 13 points. Zane had 13 points and 6 rebounds. Sean had 11 points. So what were your thoughts on the win over Northwood?
Man, we just didn't play well in the first half, which is, you know, these guys haven't been put in that situation much, not at least not in high school basketball. We had to play 2 games in 1 day. We really don't do that since we went from single class to class basketball. When I was in high school, we had to win 2 in semi-state in a day and 2 on the day of the state championship to be crowned state champions. But since the class system has been implemented, we haven't had to have to do that since maybe, what is it, 99? So for us, it was just about, you know, we didn't have our usual prep period where we have a day of practice at least, or just one practice to kind of go over the things that we want to focus on for the game, our game prep. But we got back to the hotel. We stayed in the hotel in between. We got some food, and we just went over the film and went over our scout report. So it was mostly mental. So kind of lag in the first half, and you know, it's hard. You can say whatever you want as a coach, but it's hard for those guys to get up for a game, even though it's a championship game. Looking at a 3A team, who I think is a really good team, who should challenge and maybe be the state champion coming out of 3A, with the size that they're able to put on the floor and the skill. I was very, very impressed with Northwood, how they're able to play defense and how they went at us offensively even. They had probably just as much size, or, you know, I don't think too many bigs match up with Zane, but through the other positions, they were bigger than us. They gave us some problems early, but we were able to adjust. And Mark Zachary, his performance in that third quarter, which is probably what gave him the nod for the MVP of that tournament, 4 straight threes, and his defense that he was able to provide was integral for us going and getting that championship the first time since, I think, 84, that the Giants brought home the Hall of Fame Classic. And I told them that's the first championship that we'll have this season. Hopefully, prayerfully, we'll get it done on Friday and have a chance to win the county championship. That's been one of the goals that we have as a staff and the kids had, especially since last year we had it right in our grips and let it slide away. So we haven't won the county championship since 95. So certainly there's things that we want to do. You talked a little bit about the LC game. We've played LC, we've played North Central, and we currently 4-0 in the MIC. Right now we hold a share of the MIC titles. That's championship number 2, and we hopefully get number 3 on Saturday. You know, we'll play LN next month, which will complete our MIC schedule. Hopefully we'll be 5-0 when it comes to that. And, you know, we'll be not a share of the MIC championship, but MIC champions. So that's something that I haven't done since I've been here. And that's a goal of mine, a goal of the team. So we've been you know, with a lot of games. But right now we're sitting at 16-0, number one in the state, number 16 in the nation, and probably, you know, the best team in a long time to come around the west side in Ben Davis.
It's been a fun season so far, and we have a very fun tournament. Of course, we mentioned it already, Marion County Tournament Week. You started off taking on another good 3A team in Beech Grove. You won that one 63-44 off of Sheridan's 17-point performance. What did you think of the win over Beech Grove?
Beech Grove is a scrappy team, and it's a tough team to prepare for because they have five shooters on the floor at all times, which gives us the nod to us inside. But for them to be able to stretch the floor and shoot the three, excuse me, and play on the perimeter with their bigs, quote-unquote bigs, they're about 6'4", 6'5", pose a threat for us. You know, it's something that we had to adjust to. Zane has to come out and guard those guys because that's really what we've been seeing. When the teams that give us trouble are the mobile bigs that kind of pull Zane out or make it tough on Sean because he's an undersized four. But at the same time, man, we did a good job of making adjustments and being able to overcome some of those deficits that the other teams try to point out on our team.
So last night you hosted Warren Central for the quarterfinals, second time you've had to take on Warren Central this year. KJ had 19 points off the bench. What did it take to beat the Warriors once again this year?
Man, that's probably the best I've ever saw Jalen Hooks play. He had a great game. He came off the bench and he really gave us a lot of problems. And, you know, that Warren Central team is well coached by Dre Davis and Roy Harrison joined that coaching staff over there. So they're much improved. But they always going to play hard, and it's an East-side-West-side rivalry. So we knew it was going to be a tough game. But we had to rebound the basketball and get out and transition a little bit and go inside. You know, and KJ playing the way that KJ does, when he plays like that, it's really tough on anybody that has to guard us.
So you advance to the semifinals. You'll take on Southport Friday night, 7:30 at Southport. They had a really close game against you earlier this year. It went to overtime. What needs to go differently against Southport?
We have to play better. We didn't play well. And I spoke about this on earlier conversations with Carlisle when it's saying that, man, that the lessons that we learn from games usually come in losses. But we won. We've been winning even when we don't play well. So that's a testament to the players that we have and the coaching staff and the things that we have in place. But we just have to play better. I didn't think that we played very good defense on them. I know that we always going to play hard, so they play hard. And we definitely didn't execute offensively the way that we're capable of. It's a lot of one-on-one, too much jawing and talking. So for me, the message will be this business. It's a business game. Don't get into the talking and playing outside of what we do it at Ben Davis and Ben Davis basketball. So I'm confident that we'll play better than we did the first time.
So if you win that one, you'll make the championship game. You were so close a year ago. Do you think they have what it takes to win?
I do, man. Even in that game, there were three different occasions we were up 20 points in the first half against North Central. Some unfortunate events happened. We gave up, I think, 6 points at the end of the second quarter, which made the lead 13. Then they had a fast start to the third quarter. And then we were in a dogfight for the rest of the way. Then they hit. We don't box out. We give up an offensive rebound, and they hit two free throws to win it. So I know we can get that corrected. This group, man, I think that they can do whatever. The sky's the limit to whatever it is that they want to do, because the only people that I feel that can stop Ben Davis are within the same locker room. So if we play the right way and we do the things that we need to do on our end, it'll be really tough for anybody.
Finally, Coach, how important is it for Purple Rain to show out this weekend?
Man, we need you. We need Purple Rain to show up and show out. Southport, we play a lot of games there, but of course it's a home game for Southport on Friday. So if we can get to see a Purple to show up and bring a little bit of this west side over there to the south side, then I think it'll be the deciding factor to give us a little energy to get this thing done.
So once again, the Giants will travel to Southport High School tomorrow night, the 13th, take on the Southport Cardinals for the semifinals of the Marion County Tournament. They would love to get that first title since 95. And you'll be able to hear the game at 7:30 p.m. right here on Giant 90.9. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you.